welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter, our official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We do have one of the felines in the studio with us this afternoon. Abigail is laying on the ottoman, but I don't think you'll hear much out of her.
No, she looks kind of sleepy.
I think she ate supper a little bit ago. She's probably going to sleep that off.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
Which seems to be pretty typical. They sleep and we work.
Yeah, I mean, we should be cats here.
Everybody should be cats
here. We should.
This is the 30th episode.
Oh my goodness.
Can you believe we have recorded a weekly podcast?
I can't believe we've thought of 30 topics.
Oh, now that doesn't surprise me. We can talk all day. Just get us started. But for me, doing 30 consistently and in a row, a little vulnerability and self-disclosure, I really struggle with my writing and doing that consistently. And it's an area that I want to improve on. And this is kind of encouraging to me. And even when we were winding up our last episode and I was talking about doing things in chunks, and I need to apply that to my writing because I've seen that writing advice and I need to apply that.
Well, you know, we can't beat ourselves up either.
Well, that's the other thing.
And that's
kind
of the lesson this week.
It is the lesson this week. And one of the things that I really would like to hear more about, I know, probably now a week or so ago, you had an experience while you were mowing that really made a significant emotional impact on you. And I can tell it even days since then about how it really changed your thought process from where you had been stressed and struggling with the idea of school starting again and that
working
taking
two
up,
full-time jobs.
Right, taking up more of your time.
How am I going to do all this?
Because the market's still in full swing. The garden is in awesome, wonderful production.
It is, of weeds and everything else.
But there's even more to do now.
There is, yeah, and a lot less time to do it.
Right, and that really became overwhelming to you.
It does become overwhelming, and I started stressing about a week before I knew I was going to have to start back to school because I can't get everything done now.
Right.
When I'm not working. So, you know, I'm a planner. I'm a teacher, so I have to plan. Actually, right now, I'm planning a semester in advance. So I'm working on the fall semester right now. And so I'm planning for December coursework right now.
And
so that's what I do. So I start thinking about way ahead of, okay, what am I going to have to do next week? So already I was starting to think, how in the world am I going to do this and go back to work? And so I was really getting myself pretty upset because we have weeds. The grass has grown a lot this summer. We have not really had a lull like we usually do.
We haven't. And usually you get that period of time where the grass almost gets dormant again. Uh-huh. The growth slows down and it gives you a break.
Yeah, we haven't. This has been the weediest. I swear it's been the weediest year. And I have talked to so many other people that agree with that.
Yes.
The crabgrass has been awful.
We still have that sale on crabgrass.
We do, yeah. And we can probably come up with 101 ways to eat crabgrass.
Mm-mm.
Not really. So as I look at the garden, so I'm trying to work before work, on my lunch break, because even though I work from home most of the time, I do have to go to campus too. But when I work from home, I have to act like that is like I'm going to work at, say, 8 o'clock and my lunch break is at noon. And, you know, so I have to have that mindset. I have to be that disciplined to do a good job, because I want to do a good job.
Of course.
And so I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get all this done. Well, the grass needed mowed. I had to trim. So I trimmed every day, a little bit every day before I started work. So I would go out and trim, starting up sometimes by 7 or before, and do that before I got in the shower to go to work. And then when I got off of work one day last week, I had to mow. It was looking terrible. So I mowed, and, you know, I was in my mind, it takes about 2.5 hours to mow what we have here. We have part woods and a lot that's not. So it takes me about 2.5 hours to mow. And as I was mowing, I was thinking, making a list of all the things that needed to be done. I saw the branches that were down and things that needed to be burned up, and just making a list of all the stuff and getting more and more depressed and upset. And
I can even feel that now as you talk about it, and that agitation as it wells up within you, that I still have 1.5 hours to mow and I have to be doing all these other things.
And it's getting dark before long.
And so just feeling,
how am I going to do this?
Anxiety.
And so Julia tells me all the time, because I get anxious about not getting things done. I focus much more on what I don't do than what I do get done. And really, I don't, she always tells me, look at this place the way other people see it. And I don't. I will look at the garden and I can tell you, you know, the tomatoes are full of weeds. It looks awful. And other people don't seem to see that.
And we don't see that when we go to other people's
places. I don't look at it other, never. I would never even think to do that. But I see it here. And I see all the flaws and the fence that needs repaired and all the things that need to be done. So I was mowing, and I was about, I was probably had about 1/2 hour or so left, and was out in the front yard mowing and looked back at the house, and the sky was beautiful blue with puffy white clouds.
Like an ideal sky.
It was like an ideal sky. And, you know, I just mowed the front yard, so it was beautiful green, and our house is yellow. So it's just all those colors. And I was at the end of the drive and looked back, and it was like, that looks amazing.
Just like other people see it.
Just like other people see it. And it was like, I just really realized that this is what people see. They don't see all the flaws like I do. And I need to let some stuff go.
The other thing that I've heard in that, as you wrote it in the Facebook post, and also as you tell it now, is that real deep gratitude for what we have.
What we do have.
And what we've
and
been
we've worked
with,
hard for.
And that gratitude has taken over now.
Yeah. And I'm seeing a lot less weeds.
That's awesome.
It is awesome, but it just has been a hard lesson for me. Now, if I can just keep remembering that. So I have really tried to focus on, it's good to want to be excellent, but to not, you cannot keep things perfect. There's no way. That's an impossible task to try to manage.
And so that difference between excellence and perfection, doing things the very best you can, striving always to improve and learn and grow, but not to require perfection of ourselves.
Right. Because I am always focusing on what I didn't do. And when I stop, and I'm a list maker, we both are.
Oh gosh, I'd curl up and shrivel away in a corner if I didn't have a list.
Yeah. So, but our list of what we need to do just continues to grow.
But we're marking some things.
But we also get stuff done.
We do. And we are really trying to give ourselves credit for what we do accomplish.
And that's hard to do.
And we want to challenge all of you to give yourselves credit for what you get done and doing your best at whatever that is and not requiring perfection.
And not be so hard on yourself. And to focus on things that are really important. You know, we have a home to live in that right. has heat and air conditioning and cat hair and, and dust. And that's beautiful, though.
It is. We've also had the opportunity to spend time with people.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks. And that's been very good as well. And has felt like we've had our priorities in the right place.
Uh-huh. And that makes a big difference. And, you know, we do have people, friends and family come over regularly. And it's really hard for me to, you know, I'll be the person that gets the toothbrush out and I'm cleaning.
Scrubbing the shower door with the toothbrush.
Right, everything. It's like, oh, we can't have people see any like humans live here.
And most of the time, I go to anyone else's house, I don't open the shower door and inspect
I
underneath
never
it.
Look at other people's
so,
stuff.
Yeah. So we're so trying to
I don't know.
Think about
you
that
know,
too.
It's like, focus on what's important.
Absolutely.
People first.
And that is where we're trying to learn and incorporate that.
I think we have Honeybee in here now, too.
Honeybee has now entered the studio. Pause for this little break in the action.
So if you heard a little growling, that was her sister, Abby, greeting her.
Greeting. Okay, we'll go with greeting. I think it was more a message of, don't get up here in this chair with
right.
me.
Right, this is my chair.
But going back to our discussion at hand, we've learned another lesson this week about gratitude and appreciating both what we have and what we have been able to accomplish.
And not focus so much on what we don't do, but what we have done.
Exactly. And we challenge all of you to do that same thing for this coming week or any time that you hear this podcast. We'd also ask that you share this podcast. And if you find it to be helpful at all, even entertaining, we're good with that too. Drop us a line, rate us on, give us a little rating on the podcast apps that helps us do more of what we do. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.